What's Up Fandom Night, Episode 7, What's Up 3.
Welcome to Fandom Night, the show whose pelvic thrust makes your pelvic thrust. I'm your host, William Bush, known as Reploid Bill on most all of our stuff. Let's do the co-host thing.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
What?
Don't worry.
Really?
Really.
We will explain later.
Really?
Just co-host.
Yes,
did really. Someone touch your tra-la-la?
Yeah. We will explain. Just co-host.
Nick Bennett, Lone Paladin guy.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Holy ball sex. The fuck, Bill.
Okay, so how are people doing? Or rather, let's get this other thing out of our way before we go too far into this. Let's do the contact information. Have to do it every show.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
And then that's all the contact information, so...
No, that's not all the contact information, because there was some contact downstairs while Nick was in the bathroom, which is why he doesn't understand what was going on.
Holy crap, okay. Hold on a minute.
Arby's diet is not kind to Nick's digestive system, we have found out today.
Let's say...
It's also not prudent to Bill's survival rate.
Oh my god.
I don't think I've ever seen you look greener.
Welcome to Fandom Night, where shit, where poop jokes are a constant.
Oh my god. So, this is the What's Up. As usual, we all have...
Oh, hey, look, there's a guy.
We all have stuff outside of the show. We try to keep things moving constant, and rather than right now, of course, we are on the Final Fantasy Legacy, so that's what most of the episodes posted are. This is basically a break in the monotony, so let's break monotony.
Well, I'm going to break monotony real quick. We have a disembodied voice with us now.
That's true. Just came in. Just came in.
Yeah, we finally arrived in the mail.
Yeah.
We got it installed, and now it works, right?
What does a disembodied voice look like?
It's disembodied.
Gigantic balls.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you, disembodied voice.
Wow.
Don't want to be near that.
It's a ridiculous-looking head wrap.
So what you been up to?
My life doesn't change. It's all the same thing. It's the same thing. Work, video games, sleep, repeat process. I don't have a very exciting life.
So you're boring. Moving on.
Damn, Shane.
I don't have a life.
Man. I guess.
Whoa. Hold back a little. If you show any more emotion, you might be human.
I know. I'm not, though.
I
went through Colinar.
No, he's a prototype human. They had to work the bugs out.
Who's next?
That'd be the nigga.
Actually, it's a disembodied voice. How does it feel to be...
Turn rotation, I guess. Yeah.
How does it feel to be installed in the show now?
I thought I was installed.
Yeah, but we had to work the bugs out and do the update.
So anyway...
Uninstall, reinstall, upgrade RAM.
Yeah, because, you know, we got our disembodied voice
format
from Sony. Bill's all... Yes!
Go on.
Did a little bit of spending. Kind of getting back into the gaming console-wise.
Yeah, I was going to say, you've been on computer for a long time. Since PS2, I think you've been on the... on the computer, really.
Yep. Yeah, Wynn got the Final Fantasy X-X-2 HD remake. That was nice.
What'd you think of that?
I'm hit and miss on it, actually.
Really?
Some of the graphics still seem choppy to me.
I can agree with that at certain points, but I think it's, when you talk remastery, you're not talking about a remake. So, I mean, all the flaws that were in the original game are still there.
Yeah, like
they just look better.
Non-skip button.
Well, I was thinking more along the lines, like, sometimes when they're, Final Fantasy X is notorious for having terrible voice sync. Yeah. And the other thing that really gets it is, like, when you look at the characters' faces, sometimes when they're, like, trying to make, like, emotions or whatnot, like, it looks super awkward. And now that it's, like, super high def, it looks super really awkward. Super awkward. Yep. Like, they're just kind of, like, derping everywhere.
Kind of like Waka trying to kill a bird.
No, it's in the cutscenes. Like,
no, I was meaning like they're derping everywhere.
It's kinda just like, it's wild.
Waka,
man,
trying to kill a bird.
Yeah. Got the Shadows of the Colossus Ico HD remake.
Yeah,
have not yet played it. It has been put in.
That game on the PS2 was like a breaking barriers type of game back then. So I imagine that it probably looks great.
It's my understanding that pretty much everyone ranks, including, you know, as far as websites.
Right.
They all rank Shadows of the Colossus as being number one on the PS2 library.
Wow.
So I'm looking real forward to playing that.
It's actually a really good game.
I remember back when it came out, it did basically catch a lot of attention. Like, when it came out, it was a huge deal. Like, they were like, do you hate those games where... there was an advertisement for it when it came out. I remember it was like, don't you hate having to play a level to get to that boss, and the boss is the only memorable part? What if you just simply fought bosses?
Then, well, they had to be unique, which is what...
That's exactly
Shadow of the
Colossus
actually made, which
each
made every boss memorable.
Essentially a puzzle in itself.
Yep. Right. Yeah.
Like, how the hell do I get up there to stab him in his shiny spot?
And now that you mention that, you know what it's very reminiscent of today?
No.
You're not getting it?
Castlevania.
Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Think about it.
That's cool. Yeah.
There's only one certain spot that actually kills them. You've got to find a way up there. They're ginormous.
It's true. It is a lot like Attack on Titan.
Like, it's kind of like its predecessor, really.
Yeah. Never really thought about it.
I don't
know.
I still haven't bothered to watch or read Attack on Titan.
Oh, I read the first book, and I'm going to have to watch the show, because everybody tells me watch the show. I'm telling you, I read that first book and I was disgusted. It was the most cliche piece of garbage writing. Like, I was not impressed in the least. Everybody was like, it's so great. And I was like, why is it so great? Like, the start of the book, there's this kid. You can obviously tell he's the hero because he has attitude. He saves some little kid, and the little kid happens to be weak. He's like the weaker person of the town that's getting picked on. Well, guess what? That's his friend. Nobody saw that coming. He saves the day, and then right afterwards they sit down and they're like, we can't hide behind these walls forever. Someday, sooner or later, they're going to come through the wall. The very next panel, the thing breaks through the wall. I was like, this is pissing me off. I was able to pinpoint every single thing before it happened. Like, it was the most cliche piece of garbage writing I had read in years. Now, what catches my attention is, like, Cage of Eden. Cage of Eden, that's a damn good book, and it's not getting, like, any credit. Where Attack on Titan seems to be extraordinarily basic writing that I've been reading since I was 12, and it's huge. Now, there's a lot of people that like Attack on Titan, and just to be fair, I have not watched the show. And everybody I talk to tells me the same thing. This is one of those rare instances where watch the show is better than read that book.
I'm just not going to do either.
So
I got better things to do with my time. Like,
I was about to say,
watch Game Grumps or Rooster Teeth's Let's Plays or random other crazy shit that we find on the internet.
I'm definitely going to be watching this show at some point.
It's actually because of
Tim. Or playing Russian Roulette on Gilbaroo.
Yeah, I'll do that.
But yeah, no, actually, it's because of Team 4-Star. That's the reason why I don't want to watch it.
Yeah, because they got the
abridged, And the abridged is definitely gonna be way better than the anime, but that's only from the simple standpoint.
But that's only if you understand all the jokes.
Not really.
Yeah, kind of. That's just like if you watch the Dragon Ball Z, like I showed that to my girlfriend and she was like, eh. And then she actually watched Dragon Ball Z, and now she laughs at it. Like, it wasn't funny beforehand, because she didn't get none of it.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. The way that they do it from Team 4-Star, they still add in some of the jokes. So you could sit and laugh at the humor, but then as you start paying attention, then when you guys were like, well, yeah, and then they fucking, and, you know, the Titans won't stay outside the wall forever, boom, right through, shit still stays. So I was like, yeah, I know what's going on.
I'll give you that. I don't know.
So anything else, Mr. Disembodied Voice Guy?
PlayStation Move.
Oh yeah, how you liking that?
It feels very gimmicky.
I was waiting for it.
I was
going to
warn you, but you were pretty much set in your ways. You're like, need knowledge, guy. I'm like, here's how much it's going to cost you. And then you're all like,
no,
I'm up in this bitch now.
I feel
like it was done.
I feel like it's the game that I'm using now. Like, it could be used better. I just need a better game for it.
Now, which game are you playing?
Book of Spells.
Yeah. I've heard, and I didn't get to see it, but I've seen demonstrations, like, back when the thing was first coming out, and there was a game where, like, it was an RPG type of thing, and I'm trying to think of how to explain this. Like, you would have to hit a button, and it would turn the light on, and then, like there was a blue spell, a green spell, and a red spell, and you would have to make that light change on the remote, and you would have to like draw spells or something like in middle combat. So I don't know what I was watching, but it reminded me a lot of when the Wii got a Dragon Quest, and you actually had to block, and you actually had to slice the enemies to actually cause damage and whatnot. And it reminded me a lot of that. But it still feels very much like Sony probably thought they were missing out.
Yeah.
And so they were like, we need
you
to
mean
do
since
this
Xbox
too.
Stole their iToy and, you know,
well,
turned it into a big thing? Because
Xbox became a big Move type of product, too. I mean, it is different, but it's still the same idea. And Wii, the whole system was based on it, and it was selling off the shelves. They couldn't even keep it in stock. Mm. And then here Sony was like, here, it's original, we promise. So, that's really what I get from it, as I've never bothered to buy it simply because of that. Like, I felt the gimmick wave before it ever even hit the shelves. I knew it was just one of those sad attempts to compete with something that they didn't need to even be competing with in the first place.
Yep.
Somebody finds me a sword fighting game, I might give it a better grade.
Right.
Depending. But for now, yes, it feels very gimmicky.
I mean, if somebody else has a different opinion, please. Please.
You
go
really
to the...
think I'm stupid enough to go out and, you know.
No, I'm saying, I'm not talking about you. If somebody out there wants to go on the group page and tell me something about it, convince me.
I will
please.
Tell you one thing. There is, I think it's like Fight or The Fighter Unleashed or some crazy shit on the PS3. You know that $20 Move controller you bought?
Mm-hmm.
To play that one, you need to buy another one to play one player.
What, do you got a dual wield or
you
something?
You got a dual wield. And if you want to play two players, you're going to have to buy three more. Because you got to have two per person, guy. That was stupid.
If it's fun, I'd almost consider it.
I don't know if it's fun, because every single person that's bought it has returned it.
Wow.
It didn't have a second Move controller, and they weren't just about to drop another $20 just to play it.
Just to play one game.
Yeah.
But hey, I remember something about retarded controls on one game. Broke my Xbox, if I'm not mistaken.
No, it didn't break the Xbox.
Yes, it did.
Fried the Xbox.
No, it caused a firmware malfunction in the Xbox because it wasn't able to switch back to the standard controller.
Yeah, yep. That was funny. Sitting there playing awesome tank game and boom.
Steel Battalion.
Original Xbox.
Look, I gave you my Xbox
you
as an apology.
You did. I still, to this day, can't believe that shit even happened. We plugged it in. Played for like a good 2 hours. Nothing was wrong. But when we unplugged the controller and plugged the normal controller back, there was a firmware malfunction. And it wasn't able to reset to the normal controller. And now the Xbox, it won't do anything.
Yeah.
All it does is turn on and go to a screen telling me my firmware is damaged. Please send it to Microsoft.
The Microsoft?
Yeah, I said it. I said Microsoft.
Not
to be confused with Microsoft, who developed it. You have to send it to Microsoft.
I don't care
they
nothing about
it. They take care of all the big issues.
Listen here.
They take care of all the macros for you.
As soon as they became as common as derpy as the mac and cheese on the friggin' Kroger shelves, they became Microsoft. Okay? So just keep going.
Okay. Anything else, guy?
No, it's all you.
Been working. Gotta love them two jobs. Woohoo. Yay, pie.
I don't have to love them.
I don't have to love them? Yeah.
I got one.
I'm not into loving two jobs.
And possibly by the time this airs, I might be looking for another one. Because I'll either have told them to kiss my ass or they'll tell me to get the fuck out.
Yeah, that would not be good.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good, but that's probably what's going to happen. So,
dang.
You also work for a douchebag.
Whoa, hold on.
I work for a douchebag.
Who here doesn't work for a douchebag?
Yeah,
I don't. I work for some pretty fucking cool people. My bosses are
Okay, seriously, my
bosses are fucking awesome.
Let me ask you this.
Have you ever gone on
the other day?
That was my own errands.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought it was funny how I tried to call and you're like, I'm at work right now.
I was at work.
And I'm like, oh, well, look this price up for me. And you're like, well, I'm at Arby's right now.
I was at work at Arby's. Oh, damn. I work right next door to my other job.
I was at work at Arby's.
Jesus fucking Christ, guy.
You still should have asked.
Jesus.
Yeah, you still should have asked.
I got you a price on roast beef sandwiches.
You should have done that.
Well, I'm at Arby's
well,
right
I don't
now.
Know
but tell me how much it costs for a goddamn large fry.
No, he was just like, need knowledge and all shit that I'm going to need to get this PlayStation move. I'm like, I'll check when I go over there.
But if you want
to know how much a beef and cheddar is going to cost you, I can tell you that.
I can tell you that?
Do tell.
Right now, 2 for $5 beef and cheddar will cost you $5.40 after tax. Go get you some sandwiches.
Don't do it.
What about if I want... Yeah, don't...
don't
if you,
do
if
it.
You value
do
your family's
it.
Life, don't. Don't do it.
Do it.
You're putting your children in danger.
No, it's more like I put your life in danger earlier. We'll fill you in later.
Yeah.
It's tragic.
It was pretty bad.
It's tragic.
There was a black
there's a quote that Nick made when you finally were able to go back into the bathroom, which was an old quote you used to bring up towards
your
us.
Your suffering brought me great joy, Bill. It came back to bite you.
Oh, shit.
Anyways, do the job work a thing. Got a Guitar Hero controller from one of my bosses. Because he wasn't using it anymore, so I finally got to play my Guitar Hero 3. Because Rock Band controller doesn't work on it. Go fucking figure, right?
Yeah.
But Guitar Hero 5, it'll work. I can use a Rock Band controller. But not 3.
Nobody cares.
I do. I actually like playing Guitar Hero and Rock Band. You shut your whore mouth. Actually, I did play a pretty sweet Dynasty Warriors-esque game. It's called Blade Storm. Basically, you make a mercenary, and then you control troops on the battlefield, but you're not set for, like, I think it was like Dynasty Warriors 5, you made your own officer, you picked a weapon, and you were stuck with it. You had to make a new guy if you wanted to be, like, alright, I'm using this great sword, this is pretty sweet, what's all these other weapons do? Oh, I gotta make a new guy. Bitch. Well, make that new guy, now I'm weak as fuck again. Let's do this. Instead, it's you get books that'll teach you how to do different things, so that way you can control new troops. So you run up and be like, fuck, there's a bunch of horse guys coming at me. Let's grab some archers. You run over to the archer guys and be like, yo, archer guys, what's up? And they're like, just chilling. What's up with you? It's like, I need help with those motherfuckers. And they're like, okay, I guess. And then you get equipped with a bow and you have a whole troop of archers run up.
I'm hoping this game
is pretty cool.
More awesome than what I'm hearing, because I'm giving a general quick thing. You know, derp, whatever.
Hey, archers, what are you doing in our army? Yeah, leaning against the wall, smoking.
Hanging out in front
Can you go kill some guys?
Well, no, I mean, they do their own thing, but sometimes you'll find, like, that random group of guys who are just kind of standing there waiting for orders, so like,
the only way they could possibly be less productive is if they were the wall they were leaning on, but then they would actually be providing a service to that which who is leaning, making them more productive than their current selves.
Exactly.
So,
but say you needed those archer guys real quick, you run and grab them, kill the horse guys. Well, now you got a bunch of giant axe-wielding motherfuckers coming up. You're like, oh no! So you grab the guys with the sword and shields. So you switch to sword and shield immediately. And each weapon type that you get experience point things for. That way you can dump them into special skills to upgrade your guys. So, like, you upgrade leadership, you get more guys in your troops. So you're, like, running up, it's like, need a squad! Need a squad! Big guys chasing my ass down the battlefield! Got me a squad of 50 people, what's up? There's only 20 of you guys.
Then Blizzard comes in and nerfs the fuck out of your army, and...
No, I haven't noticed it. It did snow, but it wasn't a blizzard. It was just like snow particles.
Just remembering how much I used to love that Necromancer till they came in with their fucking Nerf guns and nerfed all over him.
So what game is this again?
Blade Storm, the 100-Year War. It's on PS3 and Xbox 360.
It's fun. I
enjoyed it.
Because I'm not going to lie to you, dude. I like... lost interest in what you were saying and spaced out. So clearly,
you of all people. Now wait, we're like, what about that Titanfall? You know, it's just better than Call of Duty.
Yeah, that's enough said.
I wouldn't know because I don't have a hard drive for my 360, so I didn't get to buy a copy of it.
Explain it, and I'll probably waste the $70 to try it.
It's a first-person shooter, and you can run along the walls, and after you run along the walls, you can shoot some people and jump off with your jetpack.
You sound more interesting than what he told me that day.
And then,
I do know there's this one pretty fucking sweet pistol that I really wish I had in every other goddamn first-person shooter I've ever seen.
The smart pistol.
I shoot around corners. Oh, I locked onto you? Oh, you ran behind a building.
You're okay with that, but you cried like a little bitch dog because of the pistol in Halo 1.
That pistol is fucking retarded. It shouldn't even exist. Way too goddamn powerful.
Yeah, this one. This gun auto locks on you.
Yes, this gun auto locks in the corner.
I ran. I'm hiding. Oh, nope. Now you just still got shot and dead.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Whereas Halo, because
I'm not sniping you. I have to lock on first.
Actually, they released an update. They nerfed the gun some.
I heard the sniper rifles are amazingly awesome, but they're okay.
Those programmers, man, they got a fucking contract with Nerf or something. Every programmer buys like 50 Nerf guns, then makes their game, gives it to you, waits till you like something, and then like...
you weren't dodging hard enough.
It's like, what happened to
Yo, this? Dog, we heard you like Nerf.
I swear they just sit on the servers somebody's like, oh, this fucking gun is sweet, and they're like, nerf that right now.
No, they have like the Emperor Palpatine of the Nerf company going, good, let their joy flow, then we will take it away with the Nerf power.
Pisses me off, dude. I'll never forget that, dude. That was the only guy I used on Diablo 2, and then they were like, oh, he's broke. Nerf him.
Don't worry, I rebroke that shit.
Yeah.
Then they came out with the druid guy, like it was going to mean something. They were like, you'll get wolves and shit to follow you. And I was like, yeah, but he works on the same fucking engine now that the fucking necromancer works on, so who cares?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to playing Diablo 3 on my PS4.
I'm
why?
Why?
Because it comes with the expansion, so I can play as a Crusader.
So why don't you just get the expansion? Or download the Crusader.
Because I
on
would
your
have
PS3.
To... No, it's not because it's not on the PS3, it's only on the PC.
I guarantee you they will give you the Crusader for the PS3 as a download.
No, it hasn't happened yet.
I promise you.
It will eventually.
Yeah.
Possibly. I just want to
They'll let everybody blow their money on the, you know, the game with all the extra crap. And then after you've spent like $80 for, you know, a little bit of extra shit, then they'll be like, eh, here's a digital download for $5. Everybody else
like,
has it.
I've already bought the game. I don't plan on buying it. Like, when I bought Diablo 1, I bought it once. Then I got an expansion for it. When I bought Diablo 2, I got it once.
Then
I got
an expansion.
When I bought Diablo 3, I bought it once. That's all I'm going to do. When they release an actual expansion, I'll buy that. I won't buy the game a second fucking time with new
and
stuff.
And when it comes out on the PS4, I'll buy it for the first time. Because I don't own Diablo 3.
Yes, you do.
Not, I had it on my PC, but now I don't.
And you sold it, but you did own it, so you're buying it a second time.
I didn't sell it on my PC. It got lost when he Jeremy.
So where's the disc?
Yeah. I don't have the discs anymore. Right. I don't know where it's at.
I can give you my disc. I'm not fucking playing the game.
I don't want to play it on my buddy.
I like uber rage quit because I was playing with a bunch of my friends and accidentally sold all of my fucking epic armor.
Woo!
And I was like, nope, fuck this, done.
Why would you do that? That shit's worthless. You get like 5 coins for that shit.
Because it was on accident. I was like, check this, check that, check
Key
this.
Keyword being accidental.
Fuck!
And whoopsie! You can, if I'm not mistaken, you can rebuy your shit back for a hefty sum.
Yeah, guy, you could have just bought it back.
I clicked out and then realized.
I saved on you.
That'd be like if you went to the pawn shop and you were like, let me see, I'm thinking, oops, and you drop your movie on the counter and he just takes it and fucking throws $10 down and you're like, no, wait, I didn't know. Transaction accepted. And you're like, fuck!
Yep.
Well, let me get it back. And he's like, $60. You just gave me 10! Yeah, I know. Upscale's a bitch.
Yep, exactly. And I said, nope!
And then just moseyed on out, all naked and shit, going, man, this fucking sucks.
Oh no, I still had my other gear, but I was like,
Monster style! See, I actually like the mage in Diablo 3.
It's because the mage is broke as fuck. They're going to nerf her first.
Yeah.
She is the strongest...
I just sat there and just shot in a circle this icy beam.
She's the strongest thing in the game.
Close.
No one else even comes close to her power. No one.
I don't know. Apparently, that monk, you've been doing something wrong.
Nobody.
No.
Nobody comes close. Online... Go online and look. Every single person online will tell you, while the other characters are good, she's where it's at. You can play the whole game by yourself with her.
Yeah.
Easily. No problems at all.
I've only heard one opinion. Yeah, I was about to say, I've only heard one opinion that was different, but that's because the dude that I work with that plays it has a thing for fucking archers. So
he
plays
a demon hunter?
Yeah.
I will say the demon hunter was fairly beastly.
Yeah, he's beast as shit, but he's definitely nowhere near the mage.
The barbarian guy is supposed to be one of the... has, like, the most broke thing ever, though. You drag everyone in and do a whirlwind.
Yeah, but while he does
and
a whirlwind...
And you do an infinite whirlwind killing everything.
Yeah, and he'll run out of magic.
No, he won't.
Yes, he will.
He runs on rage. There's a specific rune that if you add it to that... He regenerates rage for every time he hits something.
And he will run out before she will.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, he will run out before she will. She gets a massive amount of mana towards her later levels. Like,
I just shot a beam in a circle to keep things away from me while Bill.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you, is that's the start of the game. You were like in the beginner tier of that character, and you were already at the point where... I was getting killed. They couldn't reach you.
I was just waiting for you to respawn so he could go
even
kill
you
things.
Even when you play as the demon hunter, they're still going to get up on you from time to time. With her, you can pretty much guarantee nothing's ever coming close. Use the ice. It stops their movement. Kill them. every single guy in the game. Even though I've watched people beast Diablo at the end of the game, one player with just her on Legendary, and they don't get hit.
Yep.
She is the most broken thing on the game. Too broken. Not at all like watching Jeremy use a rogue in EverQuest.
Yeah.
Less broken.
Wait, what?
It's like all of us just stop and look at him, and he's just like, what did I do?
It's fun to backstab something to death.
Yeah, and I remember watching you get backstabbed to death. Damn it! Damn it!
Yeah.
Damn it! I remember that was like a weird thing. Like, Enterprise has that beep noise to make sure that nothing's going wrong. When you live with Jeremy every 5 minutes, damn it!
That's how you know
things
are going just fine.
Damn it!
According to plan.
Yeah.
They get more annoying than the beeping.
It was awesome, actually.
Yeah. Just a random beep.
Those rogues are weak as fuck. So the bitch slaps them, they cry all the way back to their mom.
It was epic.
You get that one good hit off at the front. That's it. The rest of the time, you're just getting anally raped. Like you got a fucking... You're in prison, and a tattoo between your ass cheeks of a bitch holding herself open. It'll rape to the max.
Enjoy.
And with that, Seth, you're up.
Oh, fuck. So I've had me a fun couple weeks here. And what's great about the last couple weeks is I've realized just how bullshit my last couple weeks have been. Now, the beginning's gonna suck, but the rest everybody's gonna get a kick out of. Because Sunday I woke up, my depression kicked my ass all fucking day. And the only good thing about it was I rediscovered a lot of the old bands I haven't listened to in fucking forever, like Save Ferris and Less Than Jake and different shit like that.
Jesus Christ, I forgot they even existed.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
And
oh, yeah.
And now you remember.
And now you remember.
Until I go to work later today.
Yeah.
Until you go to work
and you forget that, you know, there's Save Ferris and Less Than Jake and some Real Big Fish and, you know.
Real Big Fish I never forgot about.
Eh, neither have I, but you know what I mean, though. You can go back and rediscover some old shit, find some new shit. It's like, yes, music!
No, you don't want to find new shit.
Hey, boo.
No, you don't want to find Nick's new shit.
Oh, my
Hey, Bill, I didn't know our disembodied voice came equipped with lens cleaner and a rag. This is awesome.
Nice.
Man, we definitely upgraded from the last
better
one.
Than what you came equipped with.
Get equipped with deadly gas attacks.
Yeah, no
Jesus.
Shit. But, what was I saying? Yeah, no, so,
melt the
pretty
fucking
much,
tiles off the wall.
Pretty much sat around and, I downloaded the, newest, Hitman, and I've been playing the shit out of it.
Oh, yeah, because that's free on live.
Yeah, it was, free on live.
For another couple days.
Yeah.
I think the 16th they'll switch it over to something new.
Yeah.
Don't know what the hell it is yet.
Whatever the hell they decide to be like, yeah, nobody's buying this, here, play it free.
Pretty much.
yeah.
Own it for free!
Yeah, because
oh
nobody
God,
else is playing it. But I was playing the hell out of it. What was it? Thursday I come over and I hang out with the Bill. Hanging out, playing some Turtles, having us some fun. It's like, alright, it's time to go to work. I was like, I think I might stop off and get me some food before work. Bill goes, really, guy? I said, yeah. Thinking some McDonald's. He goes, I could eat. Let's go get us some McDonald's. We pull into McDonald's at 9:20. I have to be to work at 10 o'clock. We order our food by 9:25. I don't get a fucking thing until 9:40 because the bitch forgot I was there in a store with four motherfuckers in the building.
There were four people total in the whole fucking building. And guess what?
They couldn't find the fattest motherfucker there!
Me, Jason, and Seth made three of them.
Yeah.
And she forgot Seth was there.
And wow. She looked at me four times while I'm sitting there staring at her like, where's my food? Where's my food? Bitch, I asked for a chicken sandwich and a fry. Where's my food?
He didn't ask for it. Look, I got a quarter pounder, okay? Was out in like a minute. Afterwards, The other guy got, like, a shake. Then the fat dude that came in, he got, like, fucking three meals.
Yeah.
This dude ordered a McChicken.
Yeah. I ordered a fucking McChicken.
27 minutes.
A McChicken, a medium fry, and a drink. They handed me a cup. I went to go get sweet tea. There was no fucking sweet tea. So I'm just drinking regular tea. Fuck it, whatever. Standing there. We, you know, Bill and them sit down. I'm like, I'll sit down, play me up some of my games. We'll talk about this, you know, Pokemon Brown version Bill's, you know, been having such a hard-on with. I'll see what's up with
it. It's cool to play a new game.
Yeah. And I'm looking at a bitch, and she looks at me, and then goes back to doing whatever. So I'm like, all right, whatever.
At him.
Yeah.
And he looks at me, and I look at him, and he looks at me. Right. So
ketchup!
look at me, now back at your screen, now back to me. Back to me, now at the floor, now back to me. I'm flipping you off.
But anyway, so finally get my food. Because they fucked me over so badly, I got my chicken, another chicken, they gave me a large fry, a free fucking meal voucher, which I gave to Bill, because I'm not going back to the fucking ghetto McDonald's a goddamn again. Fuck them.
Ghetto, it's in Bartonville.
I know it's in Bartonville, but you gotta remember, up top the hill is McDonald's, below the hill is ghetto.
It is kinda weird, the one. There is a major
small difference. Fucking suburbia town, there's two fucking McDonald's.
Like, well, no.
Well, one of them's right on basically an offshoot of a major interstate.
When I worked for McDonald's, every single time the numbers came in, 24 was the lowest. Like, they are the worst McDonald's in our area. For major reasons.
Yeah.
Which kind of like when wrong. They sold me a crack rock from the drive-thru.
Yeah.
That blew my mind. It was like 3 in the morning.
Roll up and suddenly you're totally eating. Which was your first problem.
It was me and my girlfriend. We wanted something to eat. That was about the only place open. So on the way home, we went through. I ordered something. Then I was like, no, you know what? Hold on. And I changed what I ordered. So I got up to she was like, pull around for the total. And I was like, okay, because it's late. So I thought, you know, whatever. So I pull around to the window and I get there. She hands me a bag that says 80. She says like $89 or something like that. And I was like, what? And she was like, she kind of like leans over and she gets all quiet and she's like, it's $89. I was like, this better be the best motherfucking burger I ever ate in my whole goddamn life. I better come the fuck back tonight.
For another one.
And, finally, my girlfriend knew instantly what was going on. So she takes the bag from me and hands it back to her. And she's like, no, we didn't want that. And I was like, want what? Because I wanted that quarter pounder. I didn't want $80 worth of quarter pounder, but I did want the motherfucking sandwich.
Motherfucking sandwich.
Oh, shit.
What's funny about it is that after I figured out what was going on, and I was like, you know what, never mind. We fucking drove off. A week later, a cop made an arrest through the drive-thru because he was sold a crack rock.
Yep.
He drove through the drive-thru, made an order, must have done the same thing I did, and the dumb motherfucker
didn't look
evidently,
out of
the, evidently, the way that the system was run was a certain order would appear on the screen, and at the final window, they would slip it into the bag, and then as they held and handed the bag out, they would get money. Well, this person threw the thing in the bag, like, pew, you know, close it up, and then here come the manager behind that person, and here come a cop pulling up. And then they're like, this isn't what he ordered. And the manager's like, yeah, that's his. Give it to him. So the manager is pushing this bag out the window, and the person that put the crap in there is like, that's not his food, type of thing. So I guess it caused a commotion where the cop was kind of like,
what the hell's going on?
Yeah, what the hell's going on? Because I guess this is a normal thing. Like, I didn't know nothing about it, but I guess there are specific things you can order in drive-thrus in certain areas where you get more than food.
Yep.
Now, I didn't know this personally, but I learned of it.
Now yeah. you do!
And I guess this cop...
Bill, knowing's
yeah,
half
thanks,
the battle.
Thanks to you, I guess I now know.
I guess so, this yeah. cop knew, and the cop was like, yeah, that's mine. Like, basically, like, give me the damn bag.
That's
right
mine.
Now.
And so
fucking
your ass.
Hungry.
Yeah.
So I guess the cop took his food, didn't even leave, just pulled right into the parking lot, parked, got out, walked in, and put the bag on the counter, said, come here, please. Done.
Yep.
You're under arrest for attempting to sell a police officer bad crack.
Yeah.
Listen, I wouldn't have been so pissed off if it was pot, but I don't do crack.
Yeah. Basically, a cop was like, look, if this had been an $80 cheeseburger, I'd have been okay with that. But I just don't want to buy this fucking... No, I'll never forget that, because it was like eye-opening. Like, I'd heard about it, but I was kind of like, whatever. Because yeah. I didn't think somebody...
And then
somebody,
when you finally witness it,
well,
you're like,
I didn't
the
think
fuck
that
is this?
There's no, like, that's a terrible fucking system for that exact reason. Like, I didn't want that shit.
Yeah.
I don't fucking do nothing like that. So here I come around the corner, and they're like, $80. And I'm like, what? For what?
Yeah.
You gonna suck my dick with this quarter pounder? Like, what the fuck am I paying for?
It's a quarter pounder that will eat
they're
itself.
They're like, oh, there might
you.
Be, yeah. you might be sucking by the end of the night. I'm like, I don't know what that means. I don't
know. Did she put something in my burger?
Yeah. Hey, man, can I get some tea?
Dude, no, that blew me the fuck away, man. I'm telling you, that blew me the fuck away.
Okay, but anyway, so continuation. Let's see, that was Thursday, Friday was stupid shit. Saturday, I get woke up balls early for some reason. I think I randomly wake up. Seen there's a missed text from Jeremy. Hey guy, we're grilling. You want to come hang out? Yeah, sure, I'll come on over and hang out. I could go for some burgers and shit.
I'm glad to see you're still alive, by the way.
They were
yeah,
delicious.
Yeah, I was about to say, hold that thought. So I was like, I'll be there in 45 minutes. I show up. They, you know,
look,
Jeremy's
he,
grilling.
First off, before we even get to cook, he showed up when we were cooking.
I was sleeping!
This would have been different.
You when know we, I worked third shift Friday
texted,
night, motherfucker!
When we texted you, it was already like 7, 8 o'clock at night. You had to be in by 10, your ass could have been awake. And we were like...
But I didn't have to work that night. So I was like, I'm sleeping in.
Sedlo eats some burgers, right? So then he's like, yeah, I'll be over. And we're like, should we just put the burgers on? And then Jeremy's like, no, we'll wait.
Yeah.
Well, we get the waiting and the coals are fucking dying out. So finally I'm like, I need to cook these before, like, we can't even use the coals. So I go out there to cook these burgers, and then this guy shows up when the coals are not as hot as they should be. Like, the burgers didn't cook quite the way I had intended.
Yeah. Oh, no. See, you're all laughing.
Not to mention there's no light outside, so I can't yeah. see what I'm cooking anyway. Because yeah. I'm out in the yard, and the porch light don't reach, so I'm staring at the burgers like, they're dark.
I can't see them anymore. That's I guess it. They're done.
No, I can't see it.
I guess we gotta flip them real quick. Oh. There we go.
So anyway, so I sit down, I make me up a burger. Take a bite, take another bite, I'm playing me some Pokemon Brown, having some fun, I'm at my third or fourth bite, and I stop for whatever reason, and I look at my burger. It's nice and red in the middle.
Nice and red my ass. Dude, that was like a rare steak.
Delicious. Yeah, I know.
Seared on
and it was good.
Full of juice, damn it.
Oh, no. Here's what makes it even better, right?
Seasoned three times.
So I'm thinking that they're still waiting to eat, not realizing that all five of these burgers that were sitting there are all for my fat. So I'm just like, hey, before you guys eat, you might want to throw those back out on the grill for a second. Why? So I turn my burger to him, and Jeremy goes, guy, kill you! I was like, nah, it's fine. So I take another bite of the burger.
I'm going to slap the shit out of you.
Yeah, exactly. That was his exact next words. I'm going to slap the shit out of you. I was like, I'll live. He goes, you put that shit the fuck down right now. Like I'm his fucking daughter. He's like, you put that down now or you're in timeout. And I go, fine. And I set the burger down.
Cook your goddamn burger.
He throws it the fuck away. They go out and finish up the burger. Next thing you know, they come in with three little fucking briquettes about
I didn't cook them enough because I can't see. He cooks them until they're like tiny little charred.
They're no
biscuits.
Shit. They're charred motherfucking sliders. Like, no joke, three bite burgers.
So he overcooks the fuck out of them.
I wanted to make sure Seth was going
to
live.
I tried to eat one of those motherfuckers, and I'm surprised it didn't kill Seth. That shit was like, crunch.
He was like,
it's like a hot
no food
fuck.
You forget, though, I eat pen caps, and I mean legitimately eat them. Well, chew them, break them apart, and swallow.
Well, good job, because look, that burger, whew.
About broke your teeth? Yeah,
dude, that
I
was
know.
Sick. I was like, wow.
Let me just say, the first burgers were a lot better.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, the burgers they had before you got there.
Yeah, the burgers that they made up when my subconscious goes, get the fuck up from the stream! Somebody's cooking food!
Look, I could not see. I made juicy burgers.
But anyway, so...
I don't know, a lantern or something?
You got a lantern?
At home, yes.
Yeah.
Where?
Bill, you've got a
garage.
Phone. Get a flashlight.
That's not yours.
App.
Yeah.
Still there.
Bill. Phone, get flashlight app, see in dark places forever.
While there's still smoke billowing out around the burgers, which the smoke would then become really bright as shit from the light shining
yep.
off of
and
him.
He would be
and
able
he still
to
wouldn't
see
be able to fucking
I
see a burger.
Him. Look, I couldn't see.
He
I couldn't see him. I was just like, I basically took one off, put it on a plate, walked over to the really dim-ass light, and was like,
squinting all holding up to his face.
And I even tried to cut into the motherfucker. And finally I look at Seth and I was like, is that shit done? He can't see either. He's squinting all hard.
Yeah, I think
that's
no, actually that's what's great. The outer edge was fine. The middle was still almost bloody, yes.
So I was like,
it was
okay, then.
Bloody good.
Yeah.
It was still mooing.
Yeah, I know.
It was weakly mooing.
And it is still better than the Craig sandwich that I ate.
Yeah, than the Craig burgers that you could still mold after, you know, only cooked for, you know, 30 seconds on each side.
This guy told me he was going to be a chef. So I was like, shit, I leave that cooking to you.
You
so I left.
Really.
I left and did all my own shit. I come back to eat this burger. He's already slapped it on a bun and everything. And I was like, thanks. I took that bite. And it was like instantly like something is wrong.
And spit it
because
it wasn't like
biting into like burger.
Yeah.
It was like this weird goopy
putty
mushy
yeah.
putty substance.
Yeah.
And I was like
bleh.
So I opened the thing up and I took the burger off and then I remolded it.
He's not even cheating.
To make a shape. And I was like, I shouldn't be able to do that. Like, this shit is not done.
Yeah,
like, he basically tanned the outside, and I mean tanned.
Yeah,
like,
yeah. He threw it on.
Yes.
Yeah.
Light brown.
Light brown tan.
Yeah,
on
he did it the way that
fed it to people.
Yeah, for as much shit as I gave the ghetto McDonald's, he did it the way that's how they used to before Jeremy worked there and said, "No, you fucking cook those patties until they're fucking done."
That was so retarded.
Back when you could go down to McDonald's to get a burger where you could take the burger out of the box and play with the grease at the bottom of the box.
Yeah, you used to be able to
take the burgers out of the box, take the patty off the burger, and throw it in the grass
delicious.
And start hopping away and trying to graze. burger patty!
But anyway, so to continue, because a lot of us got to go to work today and shit.
Yeah.
So Jeremy leaves. Me and Bill are sitting down. I'm playing me some Suikoden. And the last time I played it, the furthest I got is, okay, go talk to the dragon guy. And after you talk to the dragon guy, you can go on your first quest. So I'm like, all right, I already know what to do. We'll skip all this shit. Blah, 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 blah. I forget what the fuck I'm doing. I leave town. Bill comes back. I'm wandering around out in the main world map, getting to a fight. Two birds and a boar. Kill the two birds. The boar kills my fighter. Fuck. Alright, well, I still got four people. We'll kill this fucking boar.
This was the first random encounter
fight
of the game.
Of the game. Boar kills my knight. I'm now stuck with main character and two archers. I said, we'll give this one more shot. He kills main character. I have two archers. And I said, oh no! Told him to run. Boar kills last archer. And I run away and I said, I need to get the fuck to town now! Made it back to town. Healed up. I was like, okay, we're not going out there again. Fuck that. What did I miss? And Bill goes, weren't you supposed to, like, ride the dragon? And I go, fuck! That's right! Ride the dragon! So we're going through the game, doing the thing, saving the people, doing the blah, blah, blah. So you get through the quest where it's like, oh, you're, you know, harboring a criminal, blah, 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 get the fuck out of town. Go through that shit, and then immediately get fucking lost. Where the fuck was I supposed to go again? So wander around for a little bit, get pissed off, start raging, figure out where I'm supposed to go. Alright, we're good. Whatever. So, get lost again, this time trying to go to the mountains for the rendezvous for the fucking weapon forge shit. Going up a mountain. It's a mountain. That's it. Killing enemies, doing some shit. All of a sudden you get to a screen where there's a guy doing one of these numbers with a giant creepy pedo smile.
So a Kevin smile.
Pretty much. Going, welcome to the only inn on top of the mountain. Would you like to stay?
No.
No, I'm fine. All my guys are healed up. All my guys go, you know, my dogs are killing me. I think I could stay. They all go inside. I said, I'm fine. I'll do this on my own. Fuck you. Try to leave screen. Hey, your friends are in there. Get inside.
Yeah, the guy comes out of the house when you try to leave the screen.
Like, what are you trying to do? Get
engine.
In here.
Yeah. He walks up the engine and he's like, your friends are already inside. That's where you need to be.
Yeah.
I'm not going in as a rave house.
Well, you were going
you
in.
You were going in.
It makes you.
So they sit your ass down at a table and the guy goes, would anybody like some tea?
No, not in this rape house.
And this one of your team members goes, you know, it's been a while since I've had a good cup of tea. Let's have some tea.
No tea.
This is rape house. Yeah, exactly.
She's like, I don't want
tea. It comes around. Everybody's, man, this tea's really bitter. I don't know. It's not, but yeah, there's something weird about it. Would you like some tea?
No, fuck.
Not if it's bitter. Would you like some tea? Not if it's bitter. Would you like some tea? Not if it's bitter.
Shut up and drink your goddamn tea!
Pretty much, yeah.
So it made you drink.
Oh, no. I fucking rage. I'm like, I ain't drinking no goddamn tea made by a creepy motherfucker standing in the middle of the mountains. Nobody the fuck else around. One fucking house just sitting there rubbing his hands together, waiting for motherfuckers to come by, looking like he's gonna fucking murder and rape me. No!
In that
no
order.
No tea, goddamn.
Would you like to drink some tea? God damn it, fine!
And that old man is sitting there going, good!
It was like 2 minutes, he just kept clicking no. The guy's like, tea?
No.
Tea?
No.
Tea?
No!
Fix the problem. Click. No tea!
So finally,
when you press click, it switches over to that scene of Final Fantasy VII where Sid says, sit down and drink your goddamn tea!
Unplug the console.
And it still says it.
But anyway.
Leave the room.
So, finally I say, fine, fuck it, you drink the tea. Up, it's roofied, we're knocked out, time to get raped and looted. Guy walks in, hey, that's a sweet looking piece of ass. What the fuck?! Because then he realizes she's the leader of the rebellion. Fixes everything up. I'm so sorry. Please feel free to heal here whenever you want. Alright.
Feel free to sleep here.
Yeah.
Just, you know, sleep here. I poisoned you.
Yeah. No. In rape house.
Yeah.
Look at this. Mountain.
You can sleep for free in rape house.
Yeah. So
I'm going to go to that inn and just pay not to be raped.
Yeah, so go up to next screen. Next screen, there's fight. Next screen is village. hand dude thing, go
there
back
was,
down.
There was a village two screens away!
Yeah, exactly!
Oh man, we're so
on
tired.
Top of a mountain!
Seriously, there's a village, like, 50 steps that way. We can see the village! Look!
No, man,
I think I'm just going to spend the night here.
I would really rather go to that town.
Yeah, I'd rather go up here. I got equipment to buy. I got shit to do. We need to turn in this quest. Get back down the mountain. We got shit to do.
So tired. That's Rape House.
Yeah.
We don't sleep
in the middle
there.
Of nowhere, Rape House.
Yeah, no shit. So go up, do the shit. All right, it's time. I'm tired. Or no, Bill's like, all right, I got sleeping to get to. Guys, like, yeah, I might do that. Turn off game. Go home. Go to bed. All right, next day, do nothing. Next day, go to work. Next day, what was it? Oh no, that's right. So then, next day is Friday. Sitting at my dad's house, doing up my laundry and shit, watching some Animaniacs, having me some fun. Decide, alright, I think it's time to go home. Try to go home, and there's cops every which way. So I pull up, I'm like, alright, I gotta go this way. Where do you need me to go? Need you to go that way. So I take a right, like he says. Pull up to the next cop. I'm trying to go that way. Which way do I need to turn now? Oh, I need you to go this way. So I take another right. More cops. Where the fuck do I need to go? Because I need to go fucking back that way. Oh, well, I need you to take another right. Are you fucking kidding me?
The block.
Yes. Finally, I said, fuck this. Turned into a gas station.
That sounds like a weird...
Turn the other fucking way.
It sounds like an epic...
I'm done.
It's like an epic cop joke. They're like, okay, set up a stop here. I'm going to turn him right.
You turn him right.
And then you turn him right. And when he gets back to me, I'll be like... What are you doing?
Yeah.
Go right.
Yeah.
We'll see how long this dumb motherfucker stays.
Yeah.
Shouldn't we be fighting crime?
No! No, fuck that.
This is way more awesome than fighting crime.
This is more entertaining.
Watch these dumb motherfuckers get stuck in a loop for the next 2 hours, run their gas out.
See how many cars we can fit around the block.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what you just set up roadblocks. Like, nope, this road's closed.
Alright, so then, finally get home, get to bed, I wake up, balls ass early, sitting around, I'm watching me some TV, and the roommate comes home, I was like, hey man, what's up? He goes, so apparently the new bitch that moved in across the hall from us is complaining that it smells like pot, and she doesn't know if it's in one of the hallways downstairs, or in all her hallway, but she's blaming you. And I said... The last time I got high was about 3 fucking years ago, so where the fuck is there pot that I'm just not smoking? Because with the week I've had and all the bullshit I've dealt with, I could go for some. So where's all this pot that I'm smoking?
Where's all this pot
I'm smoking? Would like to
this
know.
Magical pot that somehow I'm never high while smoking.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
pot sucks!
Oh, no. So here's what
man,
the thing
I got ripped off.
Yeah, I hope I didn't spend an arm and a leg on this here pot.
Yeah.
Fucking oregano.
So here's the best fucking part about it. So, apparently because she's causing such a big fucking stink about it, they were the property manager was thinking of showing up, doing a surprise inspection, and possibly kicking us the fuck out if he found anything. Now, we don't have anything in the house that's illegal, technically. However, considering the fact that my roommate is former military, he has some guns in the house that aren't completely registered. Now, while not illegal, definitely frowned upon. So, we're trying to avoid that problem. Even though, you know, he's working on getting them registered. So, again, by the time this is done, should be registered. Now, while I'm sitting on the couch watching me some...
listens to podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, no, like I said, shit should be done by then. Because, let's see, the last What's Up was like a week ago posted, I
think. Technically, right now, these get posted like 2 weeks after they're done, too.
Yeah.
We're kind of like on delayed filming right now.
Yeah. So that's what I mean. Like I said, by the time this finally gets posted and he listens, problem solved. But again, she's causing such a big stink about pot. All of a sudden, because the door's open wide open, so, you know, the roommate's cat can run in and out. All of a sudden, I hear downstairs, Sliding glass door open. Screen door open. And I go, damn, that's some good weed, man. Pass that up here. As I'm sitting on the couch, the roommate hears me make a joke about this motherfucker downstairs smoking pot as I'm about to get in trouble for smoking pot that I'm apparently smoking all the fucking time while I'm working third shift and the bitch across the hall doesn't even see my ass. So he goes downstairs and knocks on the dude's door and he goes, look, you need to knock it the fuck off right now because we're about to get kicked out because you're being a fuckbag. The dude is like, oh, I'm sorry. My roommate comes back up and I hear, shh, screen door. Glass door. I'm like, what the fuck?
Dude, those guys upstairs are fucking assholes.
No, because here's what's great. The guy that lives below us is former military as well. So he hangs out with the roommate on occasions.
That's funny.
I'm like, what the fuck?
That is fucking hilarious.
Filled with win.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
So much win, it might possibly be lose.
So anyway, that's been my fun.
Like,
that's been my fun right. Fucking 2 weeks is nothing, and then when something happens, it's stupid bullshit that seems to happen to me that everybody else can fucking get. I swear to God, I could walk into a bank, because this is how great my week's been. I could walk into a bank today with Nick. Nick would be able to walk behind the counters, grab up about $6,000 in bills, walk out the
That's
door.
That's a lot of use, guy.
Yeah. Walk out the door.
I don't think
not
I can carry that
said.
Many of you. I don't think I can carry one of you.
I can
Damn.
Hand them a...
Start with the fat jokes.
Yeah,
on bill.
Yeah. I can hand them a withdrawal slip for $10 because that's all I got in my account.
And, get arrested
and I'll be arrested for robbing a fucking bank. And I'll say, then where's the money? Well, you must have had an accomplice.
And I'll just be strutting down the road.
Money fucking flying out of his pockets. Him not even giving
a
fuck.
It won't be flying out of my pockets. That will be in the pocket. That will stay in the pocket.
So who wants to go to a bank with me? I have no problem going to jail this week. Nah. I had no problem eating a fucking undone burger because I didn't give a fuck.
So Bill, what's up?
His blood pressure from trying to take a shit.
Oh my God.
No, his toxicity levels because he went in there after me.
I've been all over the place. I've been trying to find a Pokemon game that I want to play. So I've been playing Brown, but I've been replaying Fire Red, and I've also been playing Soul Silver, and I'm interested in getting, I want to restart Pokemon Y.
Without restarting.
But I don't want to restart Pokemon Y.
Because
I put a lot of time into it, and I've completed, three-fourths of the Pokédex. And I've had a lot of fun battling and everything, and I don't want to lose all my progress. So now I'm in the possibility of buying X just so I can start the game over to play it again. Because that version I could trade whatever I don't have and then just keep restarting that version because I want to play the story again. Like, I enjoyed Pokemon Y, and X and Y is the best. I think so. I really I used to be all about the first game was the pinnacle. Like, ever since then, it's just been updates. But to me, when I got Black and White, I was like, this feels like a rebirth. It feels like Pokemon is back. It got me back into Pokemon. When Generation 3 came, I kind of tried it. Probably got to the third gym or whatever and was just like, the fucking cardboard cutouts, the lack of improvements. I was just done. I couldn't take it anymore. So I stopped playing altogether. Then I come back when Pokemon Black and White come out. And it felt like they were finally moving things forward. And I was like, this is great. Then White 2 come out. And I love that they expanded the universe, moved forward 2 years, and actually built a continuity around what had happened. So I was into that. Now I think X and Y is easily the best Pokemon games ever released. Easily. I am also
Let me ask real quick. Whatever happened to your experience with the Pokey MMO?
I never got to play it. I wanted to play it. I never got to. My computer crashed. So with no computer, there's no Pokemon MMO.
It was insanely lagtastic.
Yeah.
Well, probably on certain computers. I've seen computers run it fine. I've watched like Let's Plays and things like that. And my friend Reno at work, he was playing it. He was having no problems at all. And he said it was awesome. He said it was real cool because there's trainers walking around everywhere. And he said right off the bat at the very start of the game, he basically picked his Squirtle, walked out of the house, caught a Pidgey, and a dude just walked up and was like, battle? And it automatically shows like his level of trainer compared to yours or whatever. And he was like, no, man. He's like, it's not. He's like, I couldn't possibly fight you. And he was like, look, fight me, and then I'll trade you. Because they're looking to build their, like, trainer points or something. They beat you, they get something for it. So he beat Reno, and then immediately, like, right after beating Reno, was like, here's a Lapras. So Reno hasn't even left Pallet Town. He's got a Lapras and a Squirtle. He's like,
Brock is fucked.
Yeah, move aside, Brock. This dick is coming through.
Should go catch more Pidgeys.
But he said it was awesome, because the battle system works a lot more closely to what you would get from one of the down. Like, okay, I don't know if you guys know, but in competitive battle, you normally download a system, which is a lot like an emulator, that all it does is play Pokemon. You go through a list, pick your Pokemon, build them exactly how you want, pick your IVs and whatnot. It automatically tells you what would be the best. You pick all, it gives you a list of all moves. You pick every move that you want for your guy. You build a fully customizable team and you fight. That system is pretty much what they're using for the battles. So when it comes to the battles, everything is a lot quicker, because there's less animation. It's more about actually just building the character and fighting all the other trainers walking around. It won't let you build your Pokemon like that. You've got to actually go out and train and whatnot, but it's pretty much using their battle system.
Interesting.
And I wanted to play it, but like I said, I just, right now, it's just not something I can do. But, I'm trying to build a couple new decks, my Pokemon cards, and I've been rewatching the series a bit, been playing Final Fantasy X. Awfully close to being done with it, really.
We beat Unalesca last night.
Yeah, Unalesca
became dead.
After
she kicked my ass.
So now,
bullshit, and then we had to sit through another 20-minute fucking cutscene that couldn't fucking skip.
Yeah, it was friggin' awesome.
I was 50 shades of pissed off last night.
Oh, they need to put a skip button.
But yeah, after basically, I've been wanting to play some friggin' Pokemon stuff. Like, that's what I'm in the mood for right now, but the game I want to play, I don't want to restart it and lose everything.
So you want to buy X?
Kind of. I'm thinking I'm probably going to buy X so that I can, like, restart the game and actually, I don't know, play it.
Cool.
Because part of playing those games, to me, like, I like to go to the gyms and shit like that. That's part of what the game is to me. And once it's done, once I'm just looking for battles online, it loses a part of its appeal. Like, I stop giving a shit. Like, I wish that after you beat it, it would restart you at your town, and every, like, once a day you could go through the gyms or something like that, but it doesn't
do that
for
you. Like, hey, remember me? I'm the guy that kicked the living shit out of you like a week ago.
There's only one game that lets you do it, and that's Soul Silver. After you beat the gym leaders, you can get, like, their numbers. And then every day you can go back across the entire gym series. Like,
nice.
So you can go back to the first guy and just fly to each gym and whoop that ass.
Well, instead of something like that, X and Y, all you had to do is just go to the Battle Chateau, get a high enough rank, and then the gym leaders will start showing up normally.
But you don't get anything from it.
No. You get a shit ton of experience and money, though.
The Battle Chateau didn't give me experience. The Battle Chateau is a bunch of testing to see how good you are with your Pokemon as they are.
That's the Battle Mansion. The Battle Chateau is the one where you fight everyone who shows up to earn rank, but your characters still gain experience.
Well, there's not a lot of experience to be earned there. Like, it takes hours upon hours upon hours upon hours to level up your rank at that thing, and it takes a ridiculous amount of money, and, like, in the long run, when the gym leaders do show up, they're not even sporting their actual teams. Like, the first gym leader that showed up for me, I was like, yes! And then I went to fight her, and she threw out, like, two Piplups, or not, no, it was like two of those fucking stupid dogs, those Lillipup things.
Yeah.
It was like a Lillipup, and I was like, what? So I was like, dead. Lillipup. Dead. Moving on.
Wow.
And I was like completely disgusted.
That's depressing.
I know that they do show up, but it's not the same as when you were going through the game and all the trainers. Like, one of the things I love about Soul Silver is half the trainers that you beat, they have a reset period. After so much time, they're active again. So you could fly all the way back to the first town and go right back through the game, essentially. All those trainers are waiting to whoop that ass again. And depending on how your levels are looking, when they respawn, they will adapt. So if you've got a bunch of guys that are like in their 60s and you're trying to train them, and you go back, then like you'll come across Joey with his Rattata, and it'll be like a level 60, 65.
Top percent, motherfucker.
Which is also cool because you can go back to the gyms, and the gyms are that much more crazy. The third time I went to Misty's gym, like I had like level 80 guys, and she was throwing out level 90 people. Like, bring it on, bitch. I was like, this I wasn't exactly expecting.
But it's fine, because I will still whoop that ass, because I have my Typhlosion with Fire Punch, Ice Punch, Thunder Punch, and Mega Punch. Let's get some
punching!
Or if you're Bill, then you got the Starmie that knows
there
Thunder.
There you go.
Yep.
My Starmie knows Psychic, my Starmie knows Thunder, my Starmie knows Recover,
because
it's nice to just heal. Zap.
Fucking hate you so much.
Psychically kill things.
Moving on.
You love my Starmie guy.
I don't like stars.
He loves stars.
Yeah, he does.
You like the invincibility star Mario?
No, I hate all stars.
You like the Buffalo star Naruto?
All stars was a great game.
Yeah,
what's
wrong
with you?
You play a lot of good old Mario.
Super Mario RPG. Come on.
Well, I basically think that's what I'm doing right now. So that's about it.
Well, no, because what you're doing right now is you're sitting in a chair talking, but what you were doing earlier was getting a hug from Shane, where then I gave Shane a hug.
Oh, my God.
Which gave you the opener.
That was... I'm sitting there...
I told you I'd explain it.
He walks in, and he's like, Shane is all weird. He walks up, and he's like, and he does this weird little hug thing, and I was like, Shane, what the fuck? So then Seth comes up behind Shane, and like, hugs on Shane... It starts doing like this, and Shane is like, that's not me. His pelvic thrust is making my pelvic thrust. So I
the most fun I've
opener.
Had all week. Huzzah!
I don't know. Watching Bill scream.
Yeah, Bill screamed bloody
fun.
Murder gun. God, man, what do you do?
You need to Febreze the inside of your asshole.
And this is
your ass needs a
night.
Your ass needs a Tic Tac, boy.
So,
this has been Fandom Night,
and if by chance you believe this conversation is far from over, you can go to the group page, and I will be, of course, linking this video the day it comes out. Go ahead and post comments later on.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast?
If so, remember to check out FandomKnight.com. At FandomKnight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomKnight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.